one of Rhode Island's favorite spectator and participant sports, has long been Providence mayoral elections. A melange of circus, street theater, and rugby scrum, this year's campaign is bound to land in the capital city's political hall of fame and perhaps shame. As the clock ticks until the September 9th Democratic primary, City Council President Michael Solomon remains the favorite, but he's far from a lock. His two challengers, Jorge Elorza and Brett Smiley, could overtake Solomon, but only if they move fast. One hurdle both Elorza and Smiley must clear quickly is money, the mother's milk of politics. Campaign reports released last week show Solomon sitting on about $400,000 in campaign cash. Elorza had $160,000, and Smiley reported just $37,000. While all the candidates have issued position papers and proposals, this election won't hinge on policy or ideology. The jabs are flying, but it isn't clear if any are landing. Case in point, last week's kerfuffle over Solomon's plan to raise the city car tax exemption from $1,000 to $2,000. Providence has the state's highest car tax levy at $60 per $1,000 of value. This is a modest plan that wouldn't break the city's bank, but Elorza and Smiley reacted as if Solomon had started World War III. Elorza claimed that Solomon, quote, voted twice to impose his car tax on Providence residents, unquote. The Smiley campaign also blasted Solomon for voting for the car tax as a city councilman. As is too often the case in politics, this issue is more complicated than sound bites. It harkens back to Governor Don Cicchieri's administration when he and his Democratic enablers in the General Assembly cut income taxes for the wealthy and slashed aid to cities and towns. To soften the blow to communities, Cicchieri's lawmakers approved allowing cities and towns to impose this tax on vehicles worth less than $6,000. Cicchieri and Democratic lawmakers made mayors and city council members the fall guys on this one. By slashing aid to communities, the Statehouse gang gave cities and towns few options for getting the money they need for schools and roads. The choice came down to raising taxes on homeowners or car owners. So community after community put the clunker tax into effect. Solomon and the city council actually deserve credit for the way Providence handled this mess. Yes, they raised car levies. They also cracked down on homeowners who scoffed at the tax by registering their cars in other states. Nothing galled honest taxpayers more than the sight of BMWs and Mercedes with Florida plates in Blackstone Boulevard driveways. There are really only two big issues for Democratic primary voters. One, who do you trust to do the basics? You know, police the streets, plow the snow, and teach the school kids. And do it without further squeezing overburdened taxpayers. The second is more elusive, but foremost in the minds of many. Which candidate has the best chance of defeating the Buddy CNC Redemption Tour in November? Neither Elorza nor Smiley has proven that he can harvest the cash and put together the organization needed to stop CNC's third act. Solomon has yet to show he wouldn't get shredded in a television debate. CNC has proven that he is not an honest administrator, but he is the reigning Rhode Island master of politics as performance art. It's easy to argue that Providence can do better than Elorza, Smiley, or Solomon. We can also do worse. We know this because we have.